Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org and like us on Facebook.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics.
And we're here at the Gateway Film Center.
Naturally.
Yeah. And
one of the top 10 independent movie theaters in the country, as named by USA Today. I don't know if you saw that.
You got it. And next month, or very, very soon, I got to figure out when we have this. I'm going to try to put this in on Thursday, so it will be. Anyway, 3, 2, 1. During the month of October.
Yes.
Hitchcocktober.
That's what we call it.
Yeah.
Hitchcocktober.
Yeah. And it has 5 of his top films, including my favorite, which is coming in October 18th.
Topaz.
It's the favorite one I hate.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Is the
Torn Curtain.
No, it's The Birds.
The Birds, yes.
Oh, man. With some unforgettable... 3, 2, 1. With some unforgettable imagery, with stark photography, with true horror coming from little birds.
Yeah.
Who would have figured?
I like what you said. You wrote a bit on Hitchcock in the inaugural issue of Columbusland, the magazine.
Right.
And you made a great point about how Hitchcock in The Birds was able to take something, quotidian that we see every day.
Right, yeah.
And turn it into this force of horrific, nature. And without grotesquifying it. That's what I liked. Right. That was a really astute point. Because most filmmakers, if they were going to make a movie about scary birds, the birds are going to take on some weird...
Sure.
They're going to look scary.
Yeah, they'll be huge.
Right. And he doesn't.
Yeah.
He just uses birds.
Well, on this list, and thank you, on this list, what's your favorite?
Oh, on this list here? Okay, well, first of all, let's rattle off the list. Okay, here are the films showing at the 4th Annual Hitchcocktober Film Series here. Rear Window, Vertigo, Strangers on a Train, The Birds, and Psycho.
Now,
my favorite is probably one of those divisive decisions. It's Vertigo. One, because it's Jimmy Stewart, who gives an amazing performance. But two, because it's a movie that irritates a lot of people who hear it. It has the cinema... It has the Citizen Kane effect on a lot of people.
Yeah.
People hear that Vertigo is this masterwork, and then they go and they look at it, and they don't understand why.
Sure.
Because what they're thinking is they're going to see some great psychodrama, thriller, crime movie, and what they're given is this really ruminative... Is that a word, by the way?
It's a good one.
Okay. 3, 2. They're given this ruminative film. It's a very thoughtful foray into, psychology and what it means to see movies. It's a movie about movies.
Well, what's the other
ultimately
one about? What about the other one about movies here? Rear Window.
Oh, yeah.
It's all, point of view.
Again, Jimmy Stewart. He knew that using Jimmy Stewart in this way was going to hypnotize audiences and allow them to kind of be lulled by his performances, because he's so naturalistic. So he uses the most naturalistic actor he could find to deliver some of the most heady material.
In the most of mundane situations, he's hung up, he's in a wheelchair, he has to look out his window, that's his entertainment.
Yeah.
He can't go anywhere, but in front of him is the world.
Right.
Apartment complex filled with every different kind of person.
It's such a great premise for a movie.
It is, yeah.
And so masterful that he's able... the other thing is, it's about watching movies, right?
Yeah.
How many little stories does Hitchcock give you through Jimmy Stewart peering into those windows?
Yes.
Miss Lonely Heart, Lars and His Wife.
Yes.
The husband and wife are yelling at each other all the time.
Yeah.
The dog and there's so many little details and stories that come out in the ballet artist. Remember the dancer girl, the really
Miss Torso.
Miss Torso, right? he thinks that she's alone, and then a little homunculus walks through the door.
Yes, and it gets so that he has to turn away. some of that stuff is so volatile. Mm-hmm. That he had, so in other words, just as a passive viewer, as we all are, yeah, watching this stuff, and we've talked about horror films and so on, and how revenge films just recently, how we can get so involved by movies, that's their magic. And Stewart is going through that as a character. He's
absolutely
almost can't look.
One of the movies, John, that is new to this list that I'm really excited about is Strangers on a Train.
You got it.
Making its debut. And, you know, this is the movie. It's based on a Patricia Highsmith novel, Farley Granger, and the bizarrely watchable Robert Walker, who's just a strange presence,
yes,
a strange screen presence. They agree to swap murders, right? Walker's going to kill Granger's wife, and Granger's going to kill Walker's.
One of the things that interests me the most on this is the perspective.
Bruno's father.
Okay,
so,
go ahead.
Walker proposes that he kill Granger's wife, whom he's having problems with, and Granger agrees to kill Walker's father, his abusive father.
Seems like a good arrangement to
it's
me.
Great.
How
it's
can
terrific.
It go wrong? One of the things I love about this is the claustrophobic feeling on the train, which is very much like the claustrophobia that must come across people mm-hmm. who are planning murders or doing murders, and Hitchcock catches it.
Yeah,
and you know, for me, and I've said this before, I can't ride on a train and walk through the corridors without thinking about this movie.
Yeah,
because it has that effect. And here, what a master technician he is with his camera, that he's able to make that seem so real to you, and for you to feel so closed in by both just the circumstance of being on a train, but also by the plot.
Oh, I know. It's hypnotic. He is a hypnotic filmmaker. He knows how to elevate. He really does a lot of what today we would consider Spielbergian, where he can magnify certain characteristics or certain actions.
Good one.
And draw your attention to these certain things that just make the movie seem bigger.
Oh, yeah.
And more tactile.
Right, right.
I got a question for you, though. Most of these movies have shown here in this series before.
Right.
Hitchcocktober continues to be a big success for the
yes.
Gateway Film Center. People continue to come year after year. They love Hitchcock. Now, you and I have, under the banner of Cinema Classics, tried to show some classic movies or share some of our favorite classic movies with audiences here. It has not always gone so well.
Right.
They have been lightly attended.
Yes.
Some of them have had no people in attendance.
Well. Not even us.
Yeah. Are you kidding? I'm going to see that movie again. I'm not going to that. My question to you is why, because apparently we're getting more than just older people to see these Hitchcock movies. What is the appeal after all these years, even to generations who have never seen a Hitchcock movie before?
I believe it. First of all, we have the right environment. We are on one of the largest college campuses in the world,
mm-hmm.
Ohio State University. And here we have people exploring ideas, looking to learn. And there are very few directors. You mentioned one, Steven Spielberg, whose name you can't tell without people being interested. If they have never seen it, they want to come and see what everybody is talking about. Secondly, they want to come back because they're so good. But one of the problems that we had, or one of the challenges that we had, we kind of like these offbeat classics that you can't get your friends to tell you need to see it.
Right.
So there wasn't. So we were working on a much more refined audience, even though this campus has filled with intellectuals.
Sure.
When it came down to going to the movies, I just don't think we had it. We learned
mm-hmm.
that you're going to have to. Yeah, I don't know how many people will come to see Strangers on the Train, but you could bet they're going to come to see Psycho.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, and I would be curious to know how many come to see Strangers on a Train.
I know.
And you know, it's not just students. There are people out there that I think maybe even in their 30s that just know the name Hitchcock.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, feel like maybe they're missing out. Is that what you're getting
at? Exactly, right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just something. I wonder how many people will come to see Vertigo. you did a beautiful job in explaining and kind of inducing people to be interested in that movie. But in the end, how many of them know that Sight and Sound has made that the best film ever made and has beaten the film you mentioned, Citizen Kane?
It knocked it off its throne, right?
Yes.
But it's the same type, and you're going to hear a lot of that. You're going to hear a lot of people disgruntled about it. I had a conversation recently with a guy who said, I finally sat down and watched Vertigo. And he said, you know, I'm not sure what the big deal is.
Yeah.
And because you're thinking you're going to see North by Northwest.
Yes.
And North by Northwest, even though there's a lot of things happening under the surface there, is an entertainment.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
It's Hitchcock in his purely entertaining mode. He wants to give you a good time. He wants to give you a little roller coaster ride with Cary Grant at the helm.
Yeah.
Vertigo is not that movie. It's not a fun movie. It's a slow film. It's thoughtful. It's introspective. It's lyrical.
Oh, yeah, and it's influenced other films just the way Citizen Kane did. When I try to convince someone to see Citizen Kane, I say, you will come back to me and say, this is not my favorite movie at all.
Right.
And I say to them, what it is, however, is the most influential movie ever made.
Right.
And now you could say Vertigo is influential on other filmmakers.
Yeah, what you could say probably to that person that thinks like that is that, yes, it may not be your favorite movie. Citizen Kane or Vertigo may not be your favorite movie, but not knowing what your favorite movie is, it probably wouldn't exist without Vertigo
you got it.
Or Citizen Kane.
Very good.